My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in today, hopefully walking away with some good usable information about your good health or the good health of your friends or family and coworkers or neighbors. Sometimes that information just, you know, it hits maybe not you, but definitely probably someone you know. And I think a lot of us, you know, want to pass on good information because, you know, if you're one of those people in your group where you've become pretty nutritionally oriented, isn't it common that you end up being the go-to person for your entire group? Everybody comes to you for information. And isn't it even better when you have some good information to pass on to them? Or you heard a radio show and you think, oh, I'm going to send them there and let them listen to the podcast so they can get some information. And that's a really good thing to do because passing on that information can be really dramatic for somebody that's in search of an alternative or a complement or desperate for some kind of a solution. And because I bring you the best guest in the industry and we talk always about the relevant topics for today's world, there's all kinds of good information that you can glean from some of these podcasts. So courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows every day are podcast archived and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. All you do is click on the archive icon once you get to my webpage and download the show or shows that you are interested in looking to, listen to, following, re-listening to, or sharing with friends and others. Because it's all about information. It's all about education. And that's the reason I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, actually Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. A fully packed store in a full-service environment with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, making sure that they've got great dialogue, great choices because they carry only the best, great prices, and on top of that, an open door for communication and dialogue, where you actually can get the answers to the questions you've been trying to figure out and find out if you're heading in the right direction. And on top of that, making sure that you have the tools you need to get the job done and satisfy those goals. And then once you do achieve your great goals, guess what? They're going to be there to help to support you to hold on to all your hard work and make sure that you don't slide backwards and be your support cheering section to keep you going in the healthy direction. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston is where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Their hours Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their new webpage, StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Layer upon layer of great information. Make sure to print a coupon right at the webpage at home. Take it in with you and use it on your next purchase. And make sure to enter your email address so you can start getting all those great newsletters they're sending out. You know, for the daily connections of small tidbits of information, nothing better than their Facebook page. So visit it, give it a thumbs up, make sure you're following it, and every day you'll start getting tidbits of information. I think that it would be awesome for you to be able to start feeling better and getting healthier and have the tools you need to make those decisive decisions. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product line from New Chapter. And we're going to be kind of focusing on women's health today. You know, we try to split it up and do some shows on men, some on women, some on the whole group as a whole. But today we're going to focus a little bit on the women's health. And Karina Toledo is back with us today. If you haven't had the pleasure to hear her before, she is quite an amazing educator. She is the Western Regional Educator for New Chapter. New Chapter has a line of premium supplements and herbal formulas, many of them created long before their time, but extremely relevant today. Karina is a certified nutritional consultant with a background in health innovation and has studied herbalism and holistic medicine for well over 20 years. With 14 years of experience working for New Chapter, 9 years of prior experience in nutrition and supplement retail, Karina brings a wealth of knowledge and information about the industry and the use of herbs and food to create optimal wellness. She also brings this information in a very pleasant and enjoyable way. It's one of those things where you'll listen to the show and you'll feel like you've been sitting in the living room with a great friend, only you learned something. And you got up and as the day progressed and get to the store and you think to yourself, wow, I remember everything that we talked about, everything that was talked about within this line. And you know what? That is what quality education is all about. Otherwise, we just bump into things, you know, like bumper cars and grab something off a shelf and we don't know what we're doing. We don't ask any questions and we blindly try to get our health. Don't do that. Ask questions. Tune into the show, listen to these awesome guests, and you know what? You'll make better, wiser, healthier decisions. Help me welcome my guests. Hello, Karina.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing good. Excited for upcoming Christmas and holidays. Definitely want to spend time with family, and I'm excited to be talking about women's health today because most of us, I'm sure, are running around trying to take care of our families and take care of last minute stuff, so it's always important to remember self-care.
Absolutely. And, you know, being proactive is really, really effective as well, you know. And, you know, I think sometimes I think we've learned to not fix anything until it's broken, even though it may show the signs of wear and tear. And we may need to do a little constructive protocol to keep something from getting to the point when it's actually broken. I think somewhere along the line, we've just figured, well, it's fine. Everything's fine at this point. And then something breaks or falls apart, or we get a bad blood workup, or we knew we saw it coming and we didn't do anything. Boy, we want to do everything then.
Absolutely. It's always better and more effective if we can get started early, especially when it comes to, you know, keeping our bones healthy and regulating our hormone balance, or, you know, fighting the aging process. It's an ongoing battle. We need to make sure to start early and take good care of ourselves, not, as you pointed out, just when it's already a problem.
You know, why is it, let me ask you, that you feel, and I've asked this of other guests over the years, that many of our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers really didn't really express a lot of hormonal distress back when they went through it? I mean, I've had many of them tell me, menopause was one of those things, and hormonal problems, you just stood up to it and dealt with it and walked right through it. And today I talk with a lot of women and they've got it pretty bad, whether it's on the premenstrual side or the menopausal side. And it, for some of them, is quite debilitating. It takes away the quality of their life. Do you think that stress and diet and just life in general and busy and being in overload has intensified something that at one time was a little bit easier to handle?
Yes, I definitely think that it's gotten more intense for women over the years. And our grandparents, or, you know, our grandmother and our great-grandmothers, we didn't really talk about it very much. Unfortunately, there's certainly a lot of, you know, issues in the medical community in the past where they didn't necessarily think even that menopause or PMS were actual issues. They're more in our mind. You know, women would be recommended an antidepressant if they had PMS symptoms, for example. But certainly hormones in our bodies have gotten more intense and aggressive from plastic exposure. So things have definitely gotten worse for women, unfortunately, and we're seeing those symptoms are getting more intense. And thankfully,
I think I lost my guess, but I'm sure she will call back. I think the thing we want to remember is that there are many, many, many things that we have to be on top of. And I do agree with what Karina was saying. She was saying that, you know, with stress and lifestyle choices and us pretty much being in an overload situation, you know, we probably have to look at things a little differently. And I'm sure Karina will say the same thing, that, you know, life is just gets in the way. It's something we don't get to dodge, but it's maybe just a little bit more intense than it was years past. What do you think, Karina?
Absolutely. Hi, sorry about that.
That's okay. I just think that life gets in our way sometimes, and, you know, we like to sweep it under the carpet. You know, I use this analogy that, you know, you're driving to work one day and, you know, the brakes start to squeal and you just turn up the radio because you have no time to deal with it today. And then this happens a couple, three times, and then it kind of goes away. And then the next week, you know, they're squealing a little bit louder and you're just like, nope. This week is just as busy as last week, and you let this go on, and then finally one morning you get to that stop sign right around the corner from work, and they're grinding, and you smell burning, and now you don't have any choice, and you have to go to the mechanic, and the mechanic says, you know, if you would have came in here a couple weeks ago, this would have just been brake pads. He said, mm-hmm. Now we got to do rotors, and we got to bleed the brakes, and we got to do all those other things. So that $99 job is going to cost you $1,000 now, you know, because you put it off so long. I think we do this in many parts of our life.
Absolutely. And, you know, hormone imbalance is a real thing that has serious consequences when left unchecked. You know, it's not just about having some emotional symptoms or having, you know, hot flashes. When your hormones are out of balance, you're actually encouraging inflammation, which we talk about a lot. Inflammation plays a role in the risk of many different disease states and imbalances in the body. You're looking at greater amounts of inflammation in the arteries, for example, so you're higher at risk for arterial inflammation, cardiovascular impact, not to mention, you know, hormone-related cancers, bone loss. Bone density is a huge issue with hormone imbalance. So again, just really looking at it as a preventative, not just for how you feel, but for making sure that you're addressing those symptoms before they become a bigger problem.
Where do you think the first place, because I have a lot of women that are going to be tuning in today wondering where they should start, is diet first and primary?
Absolutely. We really want to make sure to have a quality diet. You know, staying away from processed foods always plays a huge role. You know, really looking to supplement as much as possible with, you know, quality foods in our diet, quality herbs. You know, that's always a first step for sure.
Okay. And you know, because a lot of times what happens on the show here is we talk about these really great formulas that are amazing. And we're going to talk about Estratone and, of course, Bone Strength Take Care today. But before they get to that, a foundational multiple vitamin within the line, you know, to kind of set the groundwork and then start building the walls on top of that foundation. Are you under that belief system as well?
Absolutely. You make a great point that if you're not getting a quality diet and getting everything from your diet, then you're going to have deficiencies that are really easy to prevent with a quality multivitamin. And New Chapter's multivitamins are really easy to digest because they're 100% fermented, and so you can take them anytime, even on an empty stomach. There's a really cool emerging research that, you know, healthy gut bacteria actually really addresses a lot of the PMS and hormonal imbalances now. So a quality fermented multivitamin that's going to really feed those good bacteria in your gut is going to have huge benefits for your immune system, laying the foundation for, you know, building everything you need in the body, supplementing your diet with everything that you're not getting. We make some great women's one dailies in multiple age ranges, basic one daily, a 40 plus one daily, and a 55 plus one daily that all really cover all those basics. And there's even some tonic herbs in the formulas that also address hormone imbalance. So you're really getting kind of a two-in-one punch. So that's a great place to start for all women every day.
Now, when approaching hormonal distress and hormonal problems, is it something that women should think about addressing every day and preventively? Maybe they know their mother had problems or their sisters. Should they wait until the symptoms happen? Or do you want to be a little bit more preventive?
Yeah, you definitely can take products like Estratone that are holistic and whole with evening primrose oil, these herbs like black cohosh and chaste tree berry. These have been used for centuries safely as phytoestrogens. So they regulate and they balance out the body. Shizandra is in estrotone, which is an incredible tonic for the adrenals, for stress. It really helps to balance and uplift mood and stress. Ginger, rosemary, these are great tonic herbs for inflammation. So, you know, not all hormonal formulas are safe to take every day, but estrotone absolutely is as a preventative, especially if, you know, if you know that there is a history of hormone issues in your family. You know, most women very young start out having PMS symptoms at least a couple of days a month. So this is a formula you could take through the month to really prevent those symptoms. And certainly, you know, pre-menopause, if you're not quite there, but you're really worried about some of the more serious issues related to menopause, this is a great daily tonic that is safe and nourishing and balancing for the body. There's no estrogen in here at all. Black cohosh and these other herbs don't have estrogenic activity, and so they're not promoting things like breast cancer or, you know, the dangers that we think about when it comes to estrogens. So these are safe to take all the time.
You know, if we think back, you know, 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, and the handing out of estrogen like candy to so many women, you know, and we see the ramifications of them using, you know, so much extra estrogen when estrogen might not have ever even been the need and never been a real situation that was necessary. And it was just handed out like candy and everyone was treated exactly the same.
Yeah, I was actually working in retail at the time when women were just flooding in because all of a sudden their doctors were no longer recommending hormone replacement therapy because all the data came out that it was increasing your risk for cardiovascular disease, it was increasing your risk for different hormonal-based cancers. And so basically women realized that they've been taking something that now it turns out wasn't safe, and so they were coming into health food stores looking for solutions. And estrotone really delivered that, you know. Symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats can be really addressed with this formula, but also just overall hormone imbalance, symptoms like breast tenderness, mood disturbances. You know, a lot of these are, again, related to, you know, hormone imbalance, either too much or too little, estrogen, progesterone. And these herbs have been used for centuries as a means of really regulating these symptoms safely. And I love recommending estrotone for that reason, because it really helps people, but without all those scary side effects.
Now, the thing about estrotone, is there a certain age that women should start using it, or can it be different? Can there be younger women, and some women don't need it till they're in their 40s, let's say, and some women may start earlier? Because we see a lot of these problems that at one time, you know, were older age situations are now afflicting people that are much younger. Do you have younger women that use the estrotone?
Absolutely. So the formula is marketed for, you know, peri and postmenopause, but it's an excellent formula as well for premenstrual syndrome, so which obviously affects very young women these days, and it seems like women are getting their cycles younger and younger. It really just depends on whether or not you're having symptoms in that young range, but, you know, the herbs in here, again, are totally safe even for teenagers that are dealing with extreme imbalances. These tonic herbs like Shizandra, ginger, rosemary, again, safe to take all the time. Black cohosh is an excellent tool specifically for, premenstrual syndrome. So it's a great formula to take for that. Evening primrose oil is in here, of course, super critically extracted, really rich in these essential fatty acids, ALA and GLA, that are certainly associated with menopause, but also really, really helpful for premenstrual syndrome. So this is a safe formula, you know, really for that, you know, 16-plus age range.
Now, when you start using it, is there a way that you should progress? The reason I'm asking this is because I will get asked this by emails throughout the day. Do I take one a day? Do I take two a day? Do I follow the directions? Should I listen to my body and start small and increase as I need it? Is it flexible?
You know, I always recommend to follow the label. But if you would like to start out with a lower dose, I do often recommend the capsule size for this. It says two a day is the recommended dose, two a day every day. With formulas like this, especially for hormone balance, I would recommend just trying one and seeing how you feel, seeing how it works for you. Doing one a day, you know, really all of the NewChapter formulas are highly concentrated, and so within a week, you should really feel something. You know, obviously, if you're only having PMS symptoms once a month, you're not going to notice that for, you know, after being on it for a full month. But that way, you can really see if that one-a-day dose is enough for you. You might not need to. There's certainly flexibility, you know, for taking a little bit more, but most women, especially with this formula, don't need to. So work with your practitioner, you know, certainly listen to your body, see what you need. But in the case of estrone, I really feel like two a day is a pretty adequate dose for most people.
With food, without food?
You know, we do say to take it with food simply because the concentration of many of these herbs, they're supercritical extraction. So the evening primrose is, you know, concentrated oil for supercritical, rosemary, high concentrations, powerful herb for regulating inflammation, ginger, same thing. But because they're so concentrated, they can cause a little bit of warming in the belly. And you certainly, you know, that would be safe. But people that take this on an empty stomach might notice that kind of warming in the tummy and think something is wrong. You know, and most of us aren't used to these spicy herbs. So we do recommend to take it with food, but it is safe to take on an empty stomach if you prefer that.
You know, the other thing is so many of us take a lot of other tonic products that you make, and they may be using one of your whole food multis. They may be taking something else that's fermented, might be taking some turmeric, some Zyflamend, some of the mushroom products. Does this product play well with other things that we're already really pleased with?
Absolutely. You can definitely layer this with some of our other formulas. You can take it right with your multivitamin in the morning. You know, it's so hard for most of us that are living busy lifestyle, so think about taking pills, you know, three different times a day or four different times a day. And so I, like many people listening, probably want to take it, you know, one time, and that's certainly how I take the estrone. I take my multi. I don't have to take the estrone all the time, thankfully. I did take it, had many issues with hormone imbalance, and the estrone worked great. Thankfully, I'm through some of that right now. I might be taking it again soon for menopause, but when I was taking it just first thing in the morning, with your multivitamin, with your fish oil, you know, with your breakfast, be it large or small, is really a great way to make sure you're getting it in your system. Again, we just want to take these every day. However that consistency looks for you, stick to it.
You know, sometimes we ask how things are around the country in different parts of the country, different environments, different, you know, cultures, basically. Do you see that women are responding to the estrone in all the areas that you're out there? I'm sure you hear from some of them when you're lecturing and they give you feedback and things like that. Are the women's problems pretty much standard around the country, or are there parts of the country where more women are going through more hormonal distress?
They are pretty standard across the country, although certainly, you know, diet plays a huge role. People that do eat a very inflammatory diet, you know, eating a lot of processed foods, eating a lot of fried foods, eating a diet that's really high in fats that are not quality fats. We're not talking about like eating avocados, but, you know, eating a lot of fried processed foods plays a huge role in hormone balance. It impacts the liver and as well as creating more inflammation. And inflammation, you know, that we think of with hormones is a lot of this hot flash and hormone imbalance, but obviously inflammation plays a huge role in other diseases in the body and other imbalances. So certainly some areas that I've seen women or talked to women that don't have as quality of diets, that don't have as much access to really quality fresh foods, might be more prone to hormone imbalances. But for the most part, this is an issue we're facing all over the globe, and it really comes down to eating quality food, getting quality herbs that have been used safely for a millennia.
You know, we see parts of the world that have had traditionally amazing cultural environmental diets, you know, where they eat all the good stuff, no processed foods. And here we come with our fast food restaurants and pop up in their country and their diets change dramatically. I had a friend of mine that lived in Japan. His whole family has for you know, a century. And so he came over here. He was a doctor. His wife's a doctor. The kids were studying to be doctors, and they came over here. I mean, we're talking healthy. They run 10Ks. They eat no junk. They were here a year and just kind of slid into the American way of eating, and they all ended up severely overweight. They started getting sick, and it was the weirdest thing how they transitioned into our way of eating. And it took them a while to get it together, and then they went back to their way of eating again because they saw firsthand how unhealthy it was.
Yeah, the average American Western diet is pretty devastating, and I think it's so hard for us to realize that when we're in it every day. And,
right.
And certainly Asian cultures, we have a lot to learn from them, especially when it comes to hormone imbalance. You know, women in Japan and many Asian cultures, they're eating a lot of soy, which we talk about soy in this country mostly bad these days, like soy is, you know, causing estrogen problems. And but when soy is fermented, so fermented soy is a very different product than raw soy, for example. And most Asian cultures eat fermented soy. And when you ferment that soy, you really turn it into average food, well, for some people, you know, poison, because certainly raw soy can cause ingestion, digestive problems. But when you ferment that soy, you really turn it into medicine. And one of the ways that fermented soy works so powerfully on the body is that it regulates hormones. It actually can help balance out estrogen levels, whether they're too high or too low, and it really helps build bone density. So, you know, when you're looking at the major challenge that women face going into menopause, it's bone loss. Well, fermented soy, because it delivers really rich amounts of K2 and other benefits, basically you're looking at a powerful tool for reducing the incidence of osteoporosis. And that's something certainly we have to learn from those cultures, not to mention, you know, eating quality fats, eating fresh fish, you know, and eating in a way that is, you know, less, not as large of servings. And also there's a lot of cultural ways that they eat, you know, eating together, eating with family. Yes, we have a lot to learn over here. And certainly, we're getting there.
We're talking with Karina Toledo today, and we are talking about products within this awesome line from New Chapter. We are talking today about women's health. We've been talking about the estrotone. When we come back, we're going to talk about the bones. This is an issue for both men and women, and although we're talking women's health, this next product can be definitely for men and women. Stay tuned. More amazing information coming back from New Chapter and Karina Toledo. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Is there something missing from your fish oil? If it's purified, it's probably missing a whole lot. Purified fish oils use chemical processing that can destroy the beneficial compounds, vitamins, and antioxidants your body looks for. Fortunately, there's Homega from New Chapter, a new whole food approach to fish oil. Homega is extra virgin to deliver nature's whole complement of vital omegas, including 3, 5, 6, 7, and 9s, along with natural vitamin D and powerful antioxidants. Homega is 100% sustainably caught wild Alaskan salmon, some of the cleanest and most pure fish stocks in the world. So chemical processing to deliver purity is simply not required. Homega by New Chapter, because the world's best fish oil doesn't come from scientists, it comes from the world's best fish.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system. From bone health to heart health and beyond, whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen. Zyflamen is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamen has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamen for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. Make sure to check out the full line of great products from New Chapter. And remember, if you have any questions, you can always ask the staff at Stay Healthy, and they can help you out. And remember, they have a $5 off coupon. Definitely ask for that $5 off coupon and find out exactly which of the products you can use it on. They are really good about their coupons. So, you know, make sure you always ask for them. Then you'll know whether it's something that you need this time or, you know, find out when the coupon's going to be expiring. And it might be able to time it with your purchase of your next products that you need. But one great thing about New Chapter and Stay Healthy, they work together to make sure that your coupons are used and you get the benefit even above the sale price. Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Karina, we talked a lot about the Estratone. It's a great product. And Bone Strength Take Care seems like the other half of the issue that a lot of women are being concerned about, you know, their skeletal bone system as well as their hormonal system. What sets Bone Strength Take Care apart? Because obviously you and I both know that all products for the bones and calciums are not created equal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what's really unique about Bone Strength is the absorption, its ability to work. You know, calcium is... it's such a tricky story because we're certainly all, especially as women, told that we need calcium. You know, the average kind of calcium intake for adults is about 1,000 to, you know, 1,300 milligrams a day, but most of us are only getting about half of that from our diet. So it's honestly, it's not just women that do need calcium. It's men, it's adolescents. You know, calcium, unfortunately, used to be much richer in our diets than it is today. Our soil is depleted in calcium. But most calcium supplements that are delivered are sourced from rock, literally Crayola chalk, limestone calcium. You're going to see it labeled as calcium carbonate, oyster shell calcium. But even calcium citrate, which we think of as being more absorbable, is really just calcium carbonate bound to citric acid, and it's not the most absorbable form. In fact, there's a lot of emerging research that calcium, even in the form of calcium citrate, has a very low rate of absorption, and when you don't absorb it, what happens is it doesn't just effortlessly leave the body, it lays down in the arteries and builds up as plaque. So there's several studies that have shown that actually men and women both who take calcium supplements are at higher risk for heart attacks. Because the calcium, when it's not getting into the bones, it's laying down in the arteries, building up as plaque, causing arterial calcification. You know, we're getting too much calcium too fast, so these mega doses of poorly absorbed forms are just not the solution. So Bone Strength Take Care is the first algae-sourced calcium. So it is a whole food calcium sourced from pristine red algae from Iceland, and it has an incredibly high absorption rate because it's delivering, you know, a whole food source with all of these incredible trace minerals, and then in addition to the algae, New Chapter adds in the K2 and the D3 that are the shuttling mechanism for that calcium. So it takes, K2 is really what's responsible for keeping calcium out of the arteries and putting it into the bones where you need it.
Now, you know, there was a time when we were always told, and I think it's even a lot longer than you've been in the industry, but I go way back, we were always told to tell people to take thousands and thousands of milligrams because that's what they needed. And, you know, we learn now that people were given such a high dose because they were digesting so little of it that it took so much to even get a measurable amount. And we were dealing with weights and measures back then rather than quality effectiveness of product.
Exactly. Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit. But, you know, there's this number, this magic number that many doctors push now, and calcium is increasing all the time, 2,500 milligrams, 3,000 milligrams, and oftentimes that is because they expect that we're only going to absorb 10 to 20% of that.
Wow.
But 10 to 20% absorption basically leaves 80% that's laying down in the arteries. So you're always better off to take a food source of calcium, take lower doses.
You know, it says a lot because it means that we have made great strides in the calcium bone nutrient category that we may not have really focused on in the past. And, you know, I think the reason that maybe we're doing it, Karina, is because, remember, there was a time when we would talk to people, women, men, about calcium products when they were in their 60s. You know, and here we are a few decades later, and now we're seeing diagnosis done on osteoporosis and osteopenia on people in their 20s and 30s and 40s. And, you know, so obviously we weren't doing what we should be doing or pay attention to the things we should be paying attention to. And obviously our diet has not been supporting it, and our soil has not been supporting it as well. So this is an issue that we need to focus on a lot earlier now. And hopefully it's still on the preventive side rather than the try-to-play-catch-up side.
Exactly. And, you know, but our listening, it's like we still kind of make calcium about just bone density. And we have to remember that calcium is one of the most abundant minerals in our body. And we don't just need it to build our bones. Calcium is critical for our muscle to function properly, especially our heart muscle. You know, we use it for thousands of different functions in the body, so we need adequate amounts. And when our soil isn't delivering it, even eating organic food, you know, we're just not getting enough. We need to really, we can source a supplement that's also food, that's safe to take all the time. And you don't need megadoses. You know, New Chapter's Bone Strength Take Care is only delivering about 785 milligrams of calcium in 3 tablets, which might seem much lower than other formulas. But remember that milligrams is not a measurement of potency. You know, milligrams on these labels is a measurement just of how much it weighs. It doesn't measure how well that product works, how well it absorbs. And so when you're looking at a food, 785 milligrams that's incredibly usable by the body is vastly safer and more effective than, you know, 3,000 milligrams of an isolated rock-sourced calcium that's doubling your risk of heart attack.
Yeah, I think I definitely agree with that. You know, there are some places around the world where their diets are still really rich in usable calcium, and you don't see the incidence of bone loss and osteoporosis and many even inflammatory arthritis problems. But boy, in this country, you know, we see it all the time. And these women go, and even some men go in for these bone DEXA scans and density tests and come out of there finding out that they're 40 years old and they have the bones of an 80-year-old. Well, they need to do something.
Absolutely. And pharmaceuticals play a role in that, too. If you've been on steroids throughout your life, that also encourages the breakdown of bone. You know, so there's a lot of other factors that we're just more at risk in this country, and yet we take more calcium in the United States than any other country in the world, and we have the highest rates of osteoporosis. So there's that saying that if the remedy were correct, then the disease would cease to exist, right? And clearly we're not there. You know, taking more and more calcium isn't the answer. We need just the right amount of a quality food source of calcium with the cofactors K2 and D3 that really shuttle that where it needs to go.
Now, how do you feel about the old idea of only taking your calcium at bedtime because it is relaxing? Maybe if it has magnesium in it, you get the relaxing factor versus taking it throughout the day and spreading it out.
You know, it is definitely best, even with a food calcium, if you can spread it out throughout the day. You know, one of the reasons why we're seeing this, you know, calcium basically laying down the arteries is this just large bursts of it in blood at the same time, and the body doesn't, you know, can't use it all. And that's not how it's used to receiving it. So if you can spread it out throughout the day, that's really going to be your best bet. But again, when we're busy and we're running around, I know how challenging it is to spread things out. And, you know, I'm a culprit. I will take my bone strings, all three of them at the same time. And I do take it right before bed. Calcium really is a great tonic for sleep. And also the lithothamnion algae that the Bone Strength delivers has really unique benefits beyond just bone density. This algae has actually been found to outperform glucosamine for joint pain and joint inflammation. This is a formula that's researched for digestive health. So especially when it comes to inflammation and joint health, this is a great formula to take at night because a lot of our deep tissue repair happens when we're sleeping. So I personally love my bone strength at night for that reason. You know, ideally you're going to take it, you know, one maybe in the middle of the day and then maybe two right before you go to sleep with your last meal of the day per se. Of course, you can take it on an empty stomach because it is food. But I do personally take mine at night, but everybody's different. Again, the most important thing is just taking it.
Just get it in.
Yes, exactly.
You know, one of the biggest problems we have is remembering, you know, and I have a friend of mine and she literally had to
take it when it works.
Well, you know what she did is she knows that she brushes her teeth morning and night. So she puts her morning stuff next to the toothbrush, her evening stuff next to the toothbrush, and the rest of it she has on her desk at work. So she says, when I brush my teeth, I take the morning stuff. At lunch, I eat lunch, I take the lunch stuff. And at bedtime, I take the bedtime before I brush my teeth. She said, when I kept it all on my counter, I just wasn't doing it. She goes, I had to realize that if it wasn't in front of me, it didn't get done.
Exactly. Finding that consistency that works for you.
Absolutely. A woman just chimed in. She said, now, if I start using the Estrotone, can I take the Bone Strength Take Care with it? Because these are both issues that my recent appointment pointed out to me from my doctor.
Absolutely. You can definitely take them together. And especially if you're looking at, you know, the importance of Estrotone for estrogen protects our bones. And so, you know, hormone imbalance is really a huge cause of osteoporosis and bone density issues. So taking them together can be a great tool as well. You know, certainly when you're taking something for the same health condition, it can be really beneficial to take them at the same time.
Okay. Now, to round this out, a lot of people today, they're thinking bone and joint health. They're also thinking skin health because, you know, if your hormones are out of balance as we're getting older, our skin is changing dramatically. And I think what is changing is today we are seeing a lot more people starting to dabble in the area of collagen. Now, bringing in collagen, along with the two things that we talked about today, will work well together, I presume.
Definitely. And actually, New Chapter is making a collagen. We call it collagen. We have three different collagens, but we are making a collagen move that includes this incredible red algae that we're talking about for bone strength. So we know this algae has incredible benefits for bone density, for joint health. And now we're actually making a collagen formula. All of New Chapter's collagen, there's a Glow, an Elevate, a Move. All of New Chapter's collagen is grass-fed, pasture-raised, cage-free, sustainably sourced collagen from fish and bovine source, cow source. And the Move includes the lithothamnion algae to really support joint health. But of course, collagen is used for skin as well. So the collagen Glow has additional benefits of the sea buckthorn in that. And all of these can be taken with your other formulas and definitely lend those extra benefits for that additional synergy. They're going to help each other work better.
You know, and the collagen is the same in all of them, except for the specific things added to it to make it more like condition specific.
Exactly. So, you know, our collagen, we wanted to make sure to find the highest quality source that we could that was sustainably sourced, as well as, you know, how we're processing it is important. So you want to make sure your collagen is hydrolyzed, which is kind of this pre-digested process that is really converting these large collagen molecules into these smaller proteins, these peptides that the body can easily use and absorb. So we know that, you know, hydrolyzed collagen is much easier to digest. We wanted to, of course, source a sustainable source. Again, cage-free, grass-fed, pasture-raised, and deliver that in each of our formulas, but then every blend adds in different condition-specific herbals, depending on what you really want to address. Are you looking to take your collagen, you know, for glowing skin and healthy, you know, healthy tissue? Are you looking to take your collagen to really support your joint health? You're going to take that Move blend that adds in that additional lithothamnion, which is, you know, it's safe to take that with your bone strength. You're not getting too much if you take them together. And then we also make an Elevate formula that's really unique that actually has organic matcha, green tea, as well as some of the medicinal mushrooms, cordyceps and reishi, shiitake, turkey tail. So you're really looking at an excellent energy source, immune benefits of this formula. You know, collagen is used for so many different things. So, you know, just depending on what you're hoping to get from your collagen, New Chapter wanted to deliver a formula to meet those needs.
Can you do more than one collagen, or should you do one at a time?
You definitely can do more. You can certainly layer them, which is how I've been doing it. I love the Move. I love the lithothamnion in there. That red algae just has so many benefits. So I want to add in as much of that as I can. But that collagen glow, I'm just in love with, because sea buckthorn is this incredibly rich source of vitamin C, but sea buckthorn also has really powerful research on it for skin and also hair, skin, and nails. Actually, any type of mucous membranes have something called omega-7. And omega-7 is this fat. It's not essential because we do make it ourselves, but as we age, our body's ability to manufacture it declines, just like, you know, our manufacturing of collagen declines as we age. And so any additional amount of sea buckthorn can have really incredible benefits for skin health. You know, because of this omega-7 content, not to mention the vitamin C, the antioxidant content, it's just a great way to help your skin glow. So I love our omega-7 sea buckthorn supercritical extract. You're also going to get some omega-7 in our whole omega fish oil. Just layer it is always the best way. So I actually add in the glow as well.
Now, two people just chimed in and they both had the same question. Can I mix these in my smoothie versus things like yogurt and water and juice? Is there a better delivery system, or can we just mix it in whatever we want?
Honestly, you can just mix it in with whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about this is it really doesn't have a taste.
Ooh, even
it's
better.
Virtually flavorless. So you really can mix it in with whatever you want. And the great thing about it is that because of the process of hydrolysis, the hydrolyzed collagen is such a fine powder, it dissolves really effortlessly. It's not going to clump. So you can mix it in just with a little bit of liquid. The vitamin C really does have great benefits with the collagen. So, you know, sometimes I'll mix mine in with just a little bit of juice if I want, you know, if I want to do it quickly, or mix it in with a smoothie if I, you know, if I have a little bit more time in the morning and I want to make sure to get it in. The biggest thing, again, like we're talking about with all the supplements, is just consistency. You know, collagen is just a protein. You really need it consistently to really help your body to use it to make your own collagen.
You know, I like how these products are very, very compatible with each other, because, you know, we don't have just one thing going on. We've got some layers of stuff going on, and most of us is because we waited too long. But it's nice that we have things that'll work together and not fight against each other, and you could feel comfortable doing that within the line. That's a great thing.
Absolutely. New Chapter really is a food company. We believe that people should be getting their nutrition and with and from their food. And so all of our supplements really come with that philosophy, that safety built in, and also this respect for synergy, that ingredients really work better taken together. You know, you'll see most every New Chapter formula is just that, a formula. Multiple ingredients combined precisely to address different health concerns. But, you know, taking them together, taking different formulas and layering them together can even more enhance how well they work, and is a really important distinction.
The other question just came in. It says, my teenage daughters are looking for something for their hair, skin, and nails. I started them on the Bone Strength Take Care because we have osteoporosis in our family. They're 16 and 17. Can I start them on the collagen? They do take a multiple vitamin from New Chapter as well.
Excellent. The multivitamin is going to be foundational, but definitely they can take the collagen. You know, it's, again, this is a quality source of collagen, grass-fed, pasture-raised, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, you know, from cows and chickens that are cage-free. It is a quality source of collagen that's safe to take every day. The glow, especially if they're looking for something for hair, skin, and nails, the sea buckthorn, super rich source of vitamin C, powerful antioxidant. It's just a fruit. And so that would be an excellent go-to for them, really helping with overall skin health, not to mention joint health and just preventing, you know, many issues that happen later on. I've been mixing it in for my kids and their smoothies. I think it's a really great foundation.
Here's a good question. Is it too late to add collagen? I'm 75 years old. All my friends are using it. I'm just afraid if add it, waste my money if I'm too old to absorb it. Love it.
No, you're definitely not too old. So absorption is not an issue with this. Again, because of the processing, you're really going to get the benefits out of this. You know, obviously, prevention is a great way to start taking formulas, but many of us, most of us, don't take something until we already, you know, we're already progressed into the aging process, but it's never too late. This is an excellent formula to add in, and the great thing about taking it later on in life when you actually need it is that you're probably more likely to see those results faster because the body is so ready to receive it. And, you know, I was certainly on the fence with collagen for a long time, and I started taking one, about a year ago, and then I was so excited when New Chapter made ours. I can't believe how fast I noticed a difference. So it's really getting that dosage right for you, but I really think you'll start to feel it pretty quickly.
You know, and the wonderful thing, you know, and I try to stress this as much as possible, is that when you guys come out with a product, you make it relevant. And you make it something that a lot of people will benefit from. And you're not just throwing something to put it on the shelf. You not only think it through well, but when it's ready, the formulas are ready as well.
Absolutely. So many people are looking to take collagen. It's backed by research. It's delivering results. New Chapters wants to make sure we're delivering the highest quality source of that, and that we're delivering a formula that's really going to address other health issues as well. You know, the lithothamnium in this MOVE formula is such an important piece for bone density and bone health, not to mention joint health. You're just not going to see a formula like this anywhere else. You know, that MOVE blend with the marine algae and the collagen really is so supportive for bone and joints. The Glow, you know, sea buckthorn is such a critical tool for skin, and yet you don't really see many companies using it. So I'm just so excited about these formulas, and hopefully everyone listening will give them a shot.
Well, I thank you so much. I know how busy you are, but thank you for taking the time out of your morning to stop by and chat with us, as always, and continued great success in all that you do, and, of course, a happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you so much to you as well. Have a great day and a great week and a great holiday.
You too. My guest today, Karina Toledo, always awesome. Always on top of her game. Always ready to share great information. It's always fun when she's here. You know, when you've been doing this as long as we have, you know, you can get really technical or you can just make it understandable. I learned a long time ago that most of us out here, you know what? We want to know what it is. What does it do? When do I take it? Can I take it? And where do I get it? You know, those are the things that we're really concerned about. Bottom line, I think a lot of people have a tendency to get overly technical, and that's okay. But bottom line, it's just, you know, can I do it? And where do I get it? And how do I take it? And is it going to work with other things that I'm using? So those are questions that need to be addressed. Going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store will help you address those issues a lot easier, because as you get to know them, they're going to know exactly the things that you're already using. And you're going to say, okay, I'm doing these things now. If I was to bring this in, would it eliminate something here? Would it make it easier for this? Will it work well with what I'm already doing? And that is when you really start to get the great benefits of getting healthier, because you're covering all angles and you also are making sure that your program works well together. And that's really important. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. And I'm telling you what, they're doing it right every single day. This brick and mortar store, they have not only the most knowledgeable staff, but the best customer service, a fully packed store with awesome products, the best of the best in every category. If it's not there, it's probably a pretty good reason why. But why not choose from the best of the best and make your journey healthier and not just guessing along the way and getting those questions answered in this beautiful full-service environment? Because that's what it's all about. Healthy, getting healthy, being healthy, staying healthy. And don't forget to visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address, start getting newsletters. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Also, don't forget to ask for that $5 off coupon for New Chapter. And hopefully it'll apply to some of the things that you are using. But just ask for it when you're picking out your New Chapter products, because it's always used above and beyond the sale price. And Facebook, don't forget to give them a thumbs up. Their daily posts are awesome. They're invigorating. They're energetic. They're informative. And sometimes that little piece of information is going to stick with you. And in the middle of a day when you got so many other things on your mind. So definitely go to their Facebook page and like the page. Remember, all of my shows are podcast archived and put on my webpage by Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer. You can download a show any day, anytime, anywhere. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.